The Anchorage Daily News is undertaking a year-long examination of the effects of alcohol on Alaskan lives. Kyle Hopkins is reporting the series with photojournalist Mark Lester. Yesterday, the reporters introduced four mothers who have kids with fetal alcohol disorders. Hopkins says they wanted to tell the stories of the birth mothers and their kids.
There's a tendency to want to kind of, you know, demonize the mothers or make the mothers kind of one-dimensional, that they often you're only hearing about kids with FASD who are foster kids or adoptive kids. So you don't really know anything about the mother except that she drank. You know, that's the only thing you know about her. So we wanted to kind of meet some mothers and kind of understand their stories. And what you find is that they're very relatable. You know, even maybe you can't relate to someone who was using crack and was drinking heavily, but you could probably relate to addiction. Or you at least, if you understand the context for that person's life, maybe, you know, their mother drank a lot. They were being physically, they were being beaten by their husband. There were a lot of things going on in their lives besides the fact that they were just drinking. In some cases, you have a mom who wasn't trying to get pregnant, just happened to be drinking a lot at that time in her life. A few weeks later, realizes that she is pregnant. And at that point, some pretty serious damage has been done. I mean, she needs to stop drinking, but at that point, you can really do some damage just in those first 3 weeks.
One of the diagnostic clinicians that you have in the story that was published Sunday talked about the facial features of someone who suffers with FASD. Talk a little bit about that, what those markers are that she's looking for, and how maybe that's sort of impacted your understanding of how prevalent this is.
The idea is that fetal alcohol syndrome is a really specific condition. You can be medically diagnosed for it. You can get disability for it. It's a medical condition. And in order to have it, one of the things that you have to exhibit is this kind of trio of facial features. And they can be pretty subtle, but they need to be there. We struggled with that part of the science in terms of how do we tell that to people, because we didn't want to encourage people to be doing like armchair diagnosis, because some of those features are just hereditary, right? You might have any one of us might have any one of those. But it is true that if you have all three based on a very specific type of diagnosis, but they can determine whether or not you have those characteristics. And if you do, you have FAS. They showed us a lot of pictures of what the really, you know, severe expression of those facial features are. And it kind of stopped me in my tracks, because that was a set of features that I recognized from my childhood growing up in Alaska. I can remember kids in my classes who had those same features. They weren't members of the same families, but, you know, I think a lot of us who grew up here, I think when you see a picture of the full expression of FAS features, you probably would recognize it as something that you've seen before.
What did you find about the demographics of women who are drinking the most and are at the highest risk for fetal alcohol syndrome? Who are the young women who are most at risk?
Nationwide, one of the things that we found surprising was that women in their 30s to 40s, college educated, making okay money, white women. So white, college educated, 30s to 40s.
What have you found in your research about how much it costs? What is the cost to society, to families, for raising a child with this disability?
What I reported was kind of this range of estimates. And frankly, I chose the lower estimates because I didn't want to sensationalize this idea that these children are very expensive. But even the lowest estimates are $1 million, that, you know, the public is going to be paying about $1 million in a variety of different bills for a single child, and that more likely it's closer to like $4 million per child with full FAS. And that starts to make sense when you start to think of, you know, there's a medical component, they're going to need a certain amount of hospital care. If they're incarcerated, there's a cost there, that, you know, there's a cost with the courts. There's this whole battery of cost. And then when you extend that out over a lifetime, all of a sudden the fact that there's no more than 15 children with full FAS born each year in Alaska, but when you consider that, you know, each one of those might cost $4 million, it starts to become a really expensive problem.
tomorrow you have another story in the fetal alcohol portion of your series coming out. Tell us what, I'm sure you don't want to steal your own thunder, but tell us a little bit about what we can expect.
What happens after the child is born? So the drinking has happened during pregnancy. Now the child is born. At what point does the mother start to notice her child might be a little bit different? How's the child acting? So it's the idea is let's meet some of these children, basically. You know, let's see. And they're very different. One of the things that we've learned about FASD is that no two children have all the same symptoms. You can't just take one child and tell their story and say, this child is kind of the face of FASD, because their symptoms could be a world different than another child. And also making the point that not all of them have significant, you know, you can be born with this disability and that doesn't mean that you're going to have behavioral problems or you're going to be a problematic kid. You could be a very loving, sweet child. And we also wanted to kind of illustrate that as well.
Anchorage Daily News reporters Kyle Hopkins and Mark Lester are working on a year-long look at the impacts of alcohol in Alaska. The next story will be published tomorrow. Hopkins says the latter part of the series will focus on solutions.